Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And tonight we have two wonderful women who continually give back to our community in a way that helps everyone. And it is Pam Smith is here, and she is our program manager with HICAP. Welcome, Pam.
Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And then we also have Debbie Weiland, and Debbie is our program our administrative assistant. And I say that because Debbie used to be our program manager.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Thank you. So tonight we're going to talk about HICAP and what is HICAP and how does it serve our community. And before we get into that, I'd like to say if this is the first time that you are tuning into Heroes of the North State, it is a show that is brought to you because it was inspired by the car fire back when all of that was happening and our community was joining together and helping each other in a way that we hadn't seen in a very long time. We've always been a giving community, but this show was inspired by that. It's good people making a difference in the lives of others simply because it's the right thing to do. And that is why I have HICAP here today. And so, Pam, we'll start with you. If you could tell us a little bit about HICAP and what it is and how it services our community.
Sure. So HICAP stands for Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program. We are a state-sponsored, volunteer-supported program that provides free counseling to people with Medicare about their benefits, rights, and options, and other health insurance-related questions. HICAP provides unbiased information to help Medicare beneficiaries make informed decisions for their individual health care needs. Our funding is state and federal. The state is from the State of California Department of Aging, known as CDA, and provides funding and oversight of the program through contracts with local AAAs on aging. We are PSA2, and that serves Shasta, Siskiyou, Modoc, Lassen, and Trinity counties. Our federal funding comes through administrative for community living.
Okay. And so when you say, so we've also heard the word or the acronym SHIP, and we talked a little bit about it before the show. Can you explain to me, so you hear HICAP and you hear SHIP, are they the same? Are they different?
So they are one of the same, and if I can liken it to Medi-Cal and Medicaid. Medi-Cal is the name for the state for the Medi-Cal services, and Medicaid covers all the other states.
Okay.
So HICAP is the was the pilot program through in California. So it's the California name, and SHIP are all of the other states. So we are one of the same.
Okay. Okay. So just to keep it really clear.
Yes, because
two names that mean the same.
Yes, because a lot of the publications that are distributed through CMS, which is Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, have SHIP, but we're still one of the same.
So your Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program is HICAP.
Correct.
And so today we're going to go into detail about what that is all about and how it serves our community. And if you're at home and you're listening and you've had questions and you're wondering, you're getting to that stage or you're in that stage of life where this is something that you really need to be concerned about, this is a great opportunity to stay tuned this hour because you're going to learn more about this program and how it can benefit you and all for free.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I imagine, Debbie, you must get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, we do. They've been referred to us through many different agencies around town and through the 1-800-MEDICARE.
Okay.
So you answer the phone and they say, is this a SHIP? Yes. Yeah, we are California named HICAP, and federally we're a SHIP, State Health Insurance Program. So, yes, you've reached the right number.
Fantastic. So then this program, I know it's hard to sum up, right, yeah. everything that Correct. It does. Yeah. We won't even touch it all within this hour. But the main core of what you do, maybe tell us, like, the main services that you provide.
Okay. Well, one thing I will tell the audience is that HICAP is not associated with any insurance product, insurance company, or insurance agent. We are simply here to provide those free services to help Medicare beneficiaries, those soon to be eligible for Medicare, help them understand and navigate Medicare.
So you get that big form in the mail, and you're filling it all out, and you're trying to decide what part you need, what part A, part whatever, D. So that is a service that you help.
Mm-hmm. We help through the counseling and the advocacy, but signing up for Medicare A and B mm-hmm. is initiated at the Social Security office.
Okay.
Our office does not help with the enrollment. Social Security is trying to push individuals to sign up online. Mm-hmm. A lot of our older people cannot do that. Okay.
Right.
So they can go into the Social Security office and sign up. They can call and make an appointment. Or for those who are computer savvy, they can do that online.
Okay.
A lot of them don't want to sign up or haven't signed up because they just want to know what their options are. So they just call our office and schedule an appointment, and we go through everything with them. Where they need to go to sign up for this, A and B, where they come back to our office to sign up for their D, their drug plan. We help explain the supplements. So we take all the problematic issues of Medicare, and we help the client.
Wow. Yeah. So when you say advocacy, so Pam, you've been doing this for a lot of years as well. So as an advocate, so I call you and I say, I'm so confused. There's so many options. I don't even know where to begin. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
correct.
That's about it. It's just showing them, explaining them the parts of Medicare, helping them understand what it's all about so that they are ready for their Medicare enrollment.
So at what age, let me state the obvious, what age is that enrollment?
So Medicare was initially set up for individuals aging into Medicare at 65.
Okay.
Well, now the Medicare beneficiaries under 65 who have signed up for their Social Security disability at the Social Security office, they have to go through a waiting period of two years, 24 months. If they still have met the conditions based on Social Security's requirements, they will automatically, on the 25th month, be sent a Medicare card. So they will be eligible for Medicare under 65 due to a disability.
So I hear you, but I'm still a little confused. So if I don't wait until I'm 65, I do it sooner than that to enroll, or I wait till 65?
No, you have to wait. It's called the 7-month initial enrollment period when you age into Medicare at 65.
Okay.
Okay. Those who are, and I'm going to use the term SSDI, which is Social Security Disability, they're only eligible when they apply because they have a disability and they have to go through Social Security, so it's a different kind of application.
Right.
Those could be people under 65.
Okay.
They won't be 65 when they're eligible for Medicare because of the disability. They'll be younger. But for those who are just aging into Medicare, they have 3 months before they turn 65, the month of, and three more months to sign up for their Medicare parts of Medicare without penalties.
And so I don't know this. Let's say I just don't know this, and I miss that whole window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Then what happens?
Uh-oh.
And that's where Debbie comes in.
Yeah. The general enrollment period, January 1st through March 31st, that is their time to enroll into Medicare if they miss their initial enrollment period.
Okay.
Something else, too. If you're drawing Social Security at 62, 64, whatever, you are automatically enrolled into Medicare on your 65th birthday. So that part is automatic if you're already drawing Social Security. Other than that, if you've missed your open enrollment period, you have to wait for the general enrollment period in January.
Okay, and then there's penalties, is what and you were saying.
If breach 12-month period, they didn't have Medicare, they will have a 12-month penalty.
Okay, so the penalty is not financially, it's in time? Or is it both?
It's both, yeah. There's 10% of the Part B premium added on to the premium for each year. They didn't have Medicare when they could have, should have.
Oh, interesting. So I could be 65, think I don't need it. Maybe I'm still working and I have my own insurance and I just don't go. Is that...
No,
how does that apply?
That one's a little bit different because Medicare, Social Security allows you to defer your Part B for BOI, which is your medical coverage, doctor's labs, x-rays, and your D, which is your drug plan coverage, if you're currently working with group health insurance and you will not be penalized.
Okay.
It's deferred. It's when you quit working or you stop, when you quit working or you lose your group health insurance, then you have what they call a special enrollment period.
I see. So when we come back, let's talk about that. We're going to take a break. Thank you, Pam.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you, Debbie. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The Exodus. Movies have been made about it. Scholars have debated for years about when it happened. Biblical evidence says 1445 BC. Liberals say 1299 through 1232. It's the quintessential story of freedom that inspired America's initial 13 colonies to take on tyrant King George.
Wow, that makes sense. And Exodus also gives us God's law as revealed to Moses on Sinai. There's no more amazing spectacle in all of history than the biblical Exodus account.
That's right, Jane. And Monday, September 5th through December the 11th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Dr. Wright, a gifted communicator who successfully defended his doctoral dissertation on the early date of Exodus at the University of Vienna, will teach a fascinating class on the Book of Exodus. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We enthusiastically encourage you not to miss this unique class.
I encourage you to enroll today for this inspiring and life-changing class with Dr. Paul Wright.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275 and register for credit or audit.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
It's gonna be a good life, it's gonna be a good life, stay home.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and tonight we have PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging's HICAP program here with us. We have been talking with Pam Smith, the program manager, and Debbie Weiland, the admin assistant, and we're talking about HICAP, which is Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. Is that correct?
That's correct. You did it.
Yay! And we also, just to let everyone know, HICAP does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product or company. They are here as an advocacy group for you to educate you, inform you, and give you ideas of what your options are. Is that?
That is correct.
There's probably a better way of saying it.
No,
but
that's correct.
Yeah. So if you're at home and you're listening right now, you're driving in your car and you're getting close to, the 65 mark, or you have other questions, you have loved ones, Pam is here and Debbie is here to share with us how we can help you. So when we left and we were going into the commercial break, we ended on special enrollment period. So let's pick up where we left off on that, because if, let's say, you've missed your enrollment period, you're not certain what to do. We've talked about there's a little bit of a little fines that are included in that, and then we get to the special enrollment period.
Right. So I'm just going to name off just the enrollment periods and
okay.
the types that they are, so that individuals can see and realize, wow, there's a lot. And you have to know what they all mean so that you don't miss it and get those penalties. So someone who's new to Medicare, it's called an initial enrollment period. Then there's those who didn't sign up for A and B when they should have. That's called general enrollment period. Then there's for those who want to review their Medicare drug plan. That's called an annual election period. Or they are in a Medicare Advantage plan and they may want to switch. That's the window in which Medicare allows them to do that. Then there are called special enrollment periods and special election periods. Those have, they're associated with qualifying events. Like you've moved, you lost a spouse, you quit working or you lose group health insurance. That's a special enrollment period. Okay. So we go through and help an individual figure those out. They don't have to do that on their own. Then, lastly, there's the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. So each of these enrollment periods have certain windows. Medicare does not allow you to switch, drop, join any parts of Medicare when you want. That's where these come into play, and they each have their own window.
So it's like a 12-month period. Is that the period of time once you, let's say you've successfully joined, is it a window of 12 months before you have to renew or rejoin?
That is under the annual enrollment period.
Okay, so we'll get to that.
Yes. See, it's quite complicated, but individuals do not have to go out here and figure it out on their own. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Our services are free.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful program. A lot of individuals don't know about it.
Yes, I would agree, because I remember trying to help my mother through that process and the amount of paperwork that came along with it. And do you want this, 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 or this? And I was like, Mom, I don't know. We need help.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's where we come into the picture.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yep.
And the fact that you cover so many counties. Debbie, which counties do you serve again? So we have Shasta, I know for sure.
Shasta, Lassen, Siskiyou, Trinity, and Modoc.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of counties. Okay, so you're listening right now. Is this a good transition to talk about our, you have an event coming up?
We do. Debbie, would you like to go ahead and talk about it?
Tomorrow we have an enrollment event where we will assist seeing if you are eligible for one of the assistance programs to help you pay your Medicare Part B premium, that $164.90. There are programs out there that will help you. Then also help you with a program that will help you pay your prescription costs. We'll help you pay a part or all of your Part B premium and lower the cost of your medications so that that $1,000 med costs you no more than $10 and change. So
okay.
There are programs out there, and we'll be there tomorrow at the at our office, 1647 Hartnell, to help you see if you are eligible for one of these programs.
So that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
10 a.m. to 3 in Suite 9 at 1647 Hartnell Avenue.
And so you come right. So your event is held at your actual facility. So
yes.
So you can set up appointments while you're there for one-on-one.
Yes. Yeah.
You can ask generalized questions.
Right.
You can bring friends and family with you.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
I do want to mention and reinforce this. It is a low-income subsidy program, so it's based on income and assets.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow, is screening to see if you're eligible. And if you are, there are three of us staff, so one or two of us will be able to actually do the enrollment if they're eligible and are ready to do that.
So do you do that the same day, or is that?
We can do that tomorrow. That's why it's an enrollment period.
Yeah. I see.
Or event. So we can help them do that tomorrow.
So then your enrollment event for this one, if let's say tomorrow they can't make it, but they really want to come, what is that window of time?
It's every day, throughout the day, every week,
Okay.
It's ongoing. There is no deadline for this particular screening of the programs.
Okay.
It can be done the 12 months throughout the year.
So let's say I've already signed up, I already have my Medicare and everything's going, but I've had a sudden life change, my income has changed. Mm-hmm. So I can, whether I've already had it or have never signed up, this is a benefit.
Right.
If your income eligible.
Right. Yep.
And asset eligible.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
It is.
This is one of the best kept secrets.
It is.
And the fact, this is where the hero part of the show, it always gives me that warm and fuzzy, because we have three individuals who are doing this for our community every day, day in and day out. You must hear every kind of story, heartbreak or celebrations, and you do it for five counties.
Mm-hmm.
Three people, five counties.
We do have some volunteers. We don't have enough, but we'll talk about that at the end as well.
Yeah.
So we do have a volunteer registered counselor. He's lives here in Shasta, so
okay.
He counsels from home. We have another one in Weaverville, so she covers the Trinity County. She counsels from home. Then we have two other in Mount Shasta, Siskiyou County. They both counsel out of the Mount Shasta Resource Center. And each of them, once a month, one goes to Weed Community Resource Center and councils, and the other one goes to McLeod, which is a fairly new location that we have been able to
establish up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if I live in Modoc and I cannot make it to Redding, can you do this over the phone?
Yes. We're hybrid now. We just opened back to the office in January this year.
Okay.
So we are hybrid for those who live, we're all rural, but it's telephone or in person.
Okay.
They choose. It's a convenience for everybody.
Wow. So it's an equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who needs the services or knows of someone who needs the services just needs to call.
Correct.
The HICAP office, and let's give that number and then how they can reach you, because we'll say it again at the end, but this is pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. So the phone number is 800-434-0222. This number is set up so that if it's going to recognize your 530 area code, and
okay.
it will route you to our office. The problem is if you move out of the 53 area code, but you keep your number and you want to try to find the one in the county or state you live in now, it's going to reroute you to us because it's recognizing the 530. So just use the area code of where you currently move to.
Okay.
The local phone number is 530-223-0999.
Perfect. So 530-223-0999.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have a website currently or a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page. It's PSA2 AAA, three A's, HICAP Reading. And then our website is through one of the PSA2 that we are under, who administers our funding, and it's PSA2.org.
Perfect. And a lot of great information on that website.
Yes.
As far as Medicare, but a whole gamut of other
senior services, correct.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, okay, so tomorrow, we're just to recap a little bit. So if you have any questions, do you need help paying for your Medicare drug plans, your premiums, your deductibles, your co-pays? Are you wondering, do you qualify? This is the time that you can come and talk to somebody in person, ask as many questions as you want, and you vet them for the program to Correct. Find out if they're eligible.
Correct.
And then from there, you can set up, right there, you can sign up or set up a meeting to sign up down the road.
Correct.
Well, it sounds like everyone who's listening, spread the word, because this is a great opportunity to help those who are in need.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. So then you have, so in low-income subsidy programs, extra help programs, we've touched a little bit on your annual enrollment, but that is actually in October for Medicare.
Correct.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back after the break. So I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State, and we have Pam and Debbie here from HICAP, and we've got some great information, so stay tuned. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. And if you're just tuning in, we have Pam Smith with us. She's the program manager for HICAP. And along with her is Debbie Weiland, and she is the administrative assistant. And we've had a great show, and this is our last break, so we want to make sure that we're really on topic. We talked a little bit, a couple of different times, Pam, about HICAP and how it does not sell, endorse, recommend any specific insurance product or company. But you were sharing with me on the break a little information, so I think we should talk about that as well.
Sure. So just to clarify that when it comes to your Medicare Part D for drug plan, that is part of your Medicare health benefits. We do help with an enrollment, but we're not selling anything. That is part, it's part, I don't know how to further explain or reinforce. It's part of your Medicare A hospital, B your doctors, and then you need a drug plan. That all goes together, okay?
Okay.
So we can do enrollment. It's not selling insurance, and because we're not insurance agents. The other part is Medicare is 80-20. So there's a 20% gap of coverage. That's where those insurance agents come in, who are contracted with Medicare, and they are the ones who can help you with those. They're called supplements. They
okay.
supplement your Medicare, that the portion that Medicare does not cover. So we do help explain those benefits. We do a sample rate, and then we explain to the beneficiary, here are the insurance companies that came up as least expensive. So you will now have to take this, or if you have an insurance agent, go through your own insurance agent to sign up.
To give it a comprehensive plan.
Right.
Yeah.
That is your full
yeah,
coverage in Medicare.
It, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're not only helping with the Medicare portion, if I'm understanding you correctly, you can help with the other portion, but you don't sell it. You
Correct.
Just say it's a roundabout rate.
Correct.
Here are some insurance agencies who can help you with
right.
that,
yeah.
and then you make an informed decision.
Right.
Right.
So I will clarify, here's the list. This list that we use is off the California Department of Insurance.
Okay.
So we cannot pay, we're not, because we're unbiased, we cannot just give out a few names. We're giving them the entire list.
Okay.
Okay. And that we can do. And then we do also encourage, you know, go to your own agent if they sell these Medigap supplements and go through them yourselves. But we give the entire list.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's really good. So if you're just tuning in or you maybe missed some of the details, we are talking today with HICAP because they have services that are 100% free. And they cover our five counties, Shasta, Lassen, Siskiyou, Modoc, and Trinity. And tomorrow we're having an enrollment event. So, Debbie, tell us again a little bit about that.
The enrollment event is to help you find programs that will help you pay for your Medicare Part B premium and your prescription drug plan premium and help you with the co-pays of your prescription drug plan. If you're you know, with going along with the income levels, asset levels, to help you find if you're eligible for those programs.
Fantastic. And this event is on 1647 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 9. So it's an indoor event.
Right.
So if you're looking for the big tent, don't think you've missed it.
We're in the Hartnell Castle.
In the Hartnell Castle, perfect, here in Reading.
Right.
And so I can't make it. We talked about you can call in.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask questions. You have people who can meet those needs, whether you're in person or over the phone. And that's every day of the week. So perfect. Okay.
So, Michelle, I'd like to explain a little bit to the audience what these benefits are. So of the enrollment period that we're doing tomorrow. So there are two low-income subsidy programs. One is facilitated through Medi-Cal, but it is not the Medi-Cal program because those income levels and asset levels are higher under this. It's called a Medicare Savings Program.
Okay.
Yeah, federally administered.
Mm-hmm. And then the other program is through the Social Security Office. It's their program, and it's called the Low-Income Subsidy Program that helps with their medications.
Okay.
The premiums, co-pays, and deductibles. The Medicare Savings Program has one application, three eligibilities. So the very first program can help you with all of what Medicare doesn't cover, you know, the premium, the co-pays, the deductibles, and all that. The other two programs will only help with their Part B premium. And that is still huge because saving $164.90 out of your Social Security is huge. If an individual qualifies for just the extra help program, that savings is $5,300 for the year.
Wow.
And then for the Medicare Savings Program, it's $164.90 times 12. And that if someone is eligible for both programs, the total savings is $7,278.80 a year.
Wow. That's worth a visit to come to the event to find out if you qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. And then we have another event that's happening on August 29th. Tell us about that.
So this event is I will be speaking at Lumberjacks in Susanville.
Okay,
so,
fantastic.
So it's just very informal, and for anybody who the audience has friends, family, anybody in Susanville, just let them know that HICAP will be there to speak about Q&A, questions, answers, anything related to their Medicare.
Okay.
And hopefully to recruit some volunteers.
Correct.
Yes, and this is between 2 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Lumberjacks on Main Street in Susanville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we talked about, Debbie, you mentioned volunteers. I know you must have a huge need for that.
We do. We have a couple counties, Lassen and Modoc, that we need volunteers desperately.
Okay.
So,
and what does that look like for a volunteer? What do you need them to do?
We train them on Medicare, set regimen of training, and then they set in with a registered counselor to sit in on a counseling session. And then we are registered through the California Department of Aging, who submits that registration also into CMS Medicare.
Okay.
So we're not just off the street. We are trained and registered to assist Medicare beneficiaries.
So, and when you go ahead, Deb, I'm Pam.
So, I want to share something a little bit about me. I started out as a volunteer in April 2012. I've been doing this for 11 years. So, I worked as a volunteer for a year. I decided to go into the office and volunteer. And then, after a year, a part-time paid position became available. So I was on, and then eventually full-time. And then in September of 2018, Debbie retired, and I became the program manager.
Wow.
This is the most rewarding job, and I had a very good, healthy job career. This job is the most rewarding job I've ever had.
Yes.
Yeah. It is so wonderful to be able to help individuals keep their costs down and just all the whole aspect of what Medicare is, but it's that rewarding that you get in your heart that you can't normally say you can get from a job. And I've loved all my jobs. I have, but not like this. And so I enjoy getting up in the morning, coming to work. I love it. I've been doing this now for 11 years.
Yeah. Wow. I keep coming back to it, so I guess I like it too.
That's true. Well, you're changing quality of life for individuals. So you get to be part of that and witness that. I mean, imagine someone who's coming in and, you know, when we get to be seniors, we're already, our income is less than what we were used to. We are trying to make every dollar stretch, and you get to have a workshop tomorrow to help people save potentially up to $7,000. Mm-hmm. That has to feel warm and good at the end of the day.
Right.
So for those who, I know we keep coming back to this, but it's so important tomorrow, please take the time to go by, ask the questions, make a phone call, call this afternoon, because there's some great information out there that if maybe you're not in that place in your life, you need it, you probably know a loved one or a neighbor who does. And this is a great opportunity to learn as much as you can about HICAP services. Whether you qualify for services or maybe a friend or a family member qualifies for services.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. Have we missed anything?
I don't think so.
I'm sure. There's so much information.
There is. There really is. But individuals, the listeners, can call us at 1-800-434-0222, or our local number is 530-223-0999.
Perfect. And then always you can go to psa2.org for more information, and visit the Facebook page as well for HICAP. You're gonna want to look for, we said it, but I didn't write it down.
It is called PSA2, the number 2, AAA, that's 3 A's, HICAP Reading.
Perfect. Go to Facebook, find them. Great information. Sign up for their newsletters. Volunteer. Bring a family member out, because this could change your life. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Michelle, for having us.
We appreciate
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm Michelle Slade with Heroes of the North State and with My Umbrella Marketing, and we will be back again next month.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. So, Debbie, you used to be the program manager.
I was the program manager for about 16 years and then decided to retire. And I had hired Pam and trained her with the Medicare.
Yes.
And so when...
In 2012.
Yeah. And so then when I looked to retire, I thought, oh, there's only one person that could do this. So
it was
Pam. So I suggested it to our PSA 2 and readily agreed. Made Pam... program manager the 1st of September 2018.
Yeah. Fantastic. And then, so you retired. And
I retired for a while, set back, kept my registration as a counselor, and then volunteered for a while down in Anderson.
Yeah.
And then said, maybe come back to work a couple of days. And then she called me and she said, Debbie, I need you to take more hours. So I come back.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yes. So you have both of these amazing minds coming together, the past history, the current history, and everything blended in between, so you can't lose.
No.
That is wonderful. Well, that's a great. So if you're just joining in, we are talking with Pam and Debbie. We're talking about HICAP and Medicare and everything in between. And I don't even know how you keep it all straight. So before we left for the break, we were talking about all the different programs that we offer, the event that is happening tomorrow that we'll keep talking about here in Reading, but you can call in or come in person, and it's from 10 to 3, August 11th. So you'll want to make sure you call if you have any questions about Medicare savings program, extra help program, open enrollment programs, everything in between. But then the more we were talking, and I'm not even going to say this right, you were talking about there's a confusion about some of the Medicare health benefits. And so maybe you can kind of clarify that, Pam, for me.
Sure. So basically there are we're getting a lot of clients because there's penalties associated and all these different enrollment periods and special enrollment periods. We're getting a lot of callers who didn't enroll into their Medicare health benefits, okay, when they should have, because they were either told by a friend, even Social Security office, and they probably just didn't understand that when you apply for your Social Security retirement benefits, which is the monetary part, that is typically people want to do that when they are at full retirement age so that they can get most of all their Social Security benefits. So they wait until that window to enroll into their Medicare health benefits, which means now they're late enrolling into Medicare health benefits when they should have, and now they have penalties associated with it. So we just want to let everyone know they're different. Okay. Retiree benefits are different than your Medicare health benefits. So you enroll at different times.
Okay. And so the age for those typically?
So for the Medicare health benefits, it's when you age into Medicare, which is 65. 3 months before you turn 65, you should either call our office or contact Social Security to enroll into those Medicare health benefits. Your Social Security retirement benefits are related to, and most of everybody knows that, it's your, they want to get the most out of their Social Security retirement. It's when you reach full age retirement. That is all different because it's all based on your year of birth.
Yes.
So for me, I'm 64. So next year, my birthday's in August, I want to sign up for my Medicare health benefits 3 months before August of next year, 2024. My retirement benefits, I want to work till I'm 70. I'm hoping I have my faculties together still and can remember all this Medicare stuff. But that's my goal, is to wait at least full retirement. So for me, born in 59, it's 66 and 10 months is my full retirement to get all my retirement benefits and still work and not get a reduction.
So if you're not disabled and you're following the normal path, 3 months before you turn 65, you apply for your Medicare.
Correct.
And you start that process.
Correct.
Then you have no penalties.
Correct.
Then, depending on when you're born, is when you get to retire.
Correct.
But also, if you're still working and you have employee coverage at 65, you need to contact Social Security to for the enrollment. But at that point, you can deny Part B because you have employee health coverage.
Okay.
And so then when you retire and lose that employee coverage, that's when you need to go back at 70, whatever, between 65 and 70, and go back and apply for that Part B.
Okay, with no penalties.
Right.
But if you don't, there's penalties.
Yes.
And you don't want to have that many years of penalties.
No.
Okay.
No,
and the other thing to add is, so you're still working and you have group health insurance. Well, I already know I don't need to sign up for B or the drug plan. You should always go to Social Security office, because if you have worked, if you have 40 credits, which Social Security says in your lifetime you work 10 years, then you get premium. You get Part A, which covers your hospitalization, premium free. There is no cost for that if you have 40 credits, and you find out how many credits you have through the Social Security office.
Okay,
so you should always sign up for Part A if you know that you worked over 10 years of your lifetime. Then you should sign up for that.
Okay, that's really good to know. Perfect. Okay, so then here we are. We're on our annual open enrollment, which is in October, typically. So tell us a little bit more about that.
October 15th through December 7th is the annual election period to look into change prescription drug plans and or Medicare Advantage plans. You have a drug plan, you're getting notice that the premium has tripled, you give us a call for an appointment and we will see if we can't find you a drug plan, Medicare Advantage plan to help you save some money. You get information from your drug plan in September letting you know what that plan's going to do for the new year, 2024. So you need to look that over. If you don't like it, give us a call. We'll see if we can't find you something better.
And so this is where I would think... So you, just to, let me back up a little bit. HICAP does not sell, endorse, recommend any specific insurance product or company.
We go through Medicare.gov.
Okay.
To find your drug coverage.
And so then you're giving me all the information I need to choose what I want and explaining what each option is so I can make an informed decision.
Yes.
You're taking all the work out of it for me. Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah. So if I live in these five counties, we keep talking about that, Shasta, Siskiyou, Modoc, Lass, and Trinity. You also have volunteers in some of those rural areas, which we're also rural. We've talked about that. But some of the mountain communities, who can, do they meet with them like you do here in Shasta County, or do all calls need to come through?
No. So if anybody lives anywhere in the Siskiyou County, they would call the Mount Shasta Resource Center. Phone number is 530-926-1400. I'm doing that from the top of my head. So excuse me if it's incorrect, but I'm pretty sure it's correct. They call them and they just let them know they want to set up an appointment with a HICAP counselor.
Okay.
All the other counties filter in through our office.
Okay. So no matter where you live, listeners, you have an advocate for you.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So anything that I've missed on our annual open enrollment? Probably a million things. Anything you would like to add?
Well, I might add that so we get a whole slew off the Richter scale of individuals. Our much older population, they have a difficult time with change, but just to let them know and all of the audience listeners that our goal is to help Medicare beneficiaries keep their costs down. We are just reviewing. They do not have to change their Medicare drug plan. We're just checking to make sure that the plan that they're currently on this year is going to still work for them next year, because every year the plans are allowed to increase their premiums. They might not cover med that they covered this year. We can see that. Now, the plans are not made public until October 1st.
Okay.
Annual enrollment period is October 15th through December 7th. So you want to call in mid-September for your appointment, because it's first come, first serve. We book up really fast.
Okay.
And so that is the window to review for next year. It's not effective until next year. So they will remain on their current plan until December 31st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we have clients. One in particular, he's had the same drug plan for the last 5-6 years. And when he started, out of his Social Security check, it was $5 a month, and now it's up to 50. He wasn't paying attention.
Right.
So you need to pay attention to those, that information that you get from your drug plan.
Yeah, and he might also be eligible for some of these assistance programs as
right.
well.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, we're going to take a break and go to a commercial, which helps us for this show. And then when we come back, it'll be our last break, so we're going to recap everything just in case you've missed something, and share a little bit more information as well. So we'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's obvious today that the biblical idea of the family is under attack. Emissaries of Satan are determined to alter the institution of marriage to accommodate those who deny that marriage is only between a man and a woman, in spite of how God designed it to be from the beginning.
That's the sad truth, but we at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School want to equip today's young people and adults to withstand these efforts to marginalize the family with our Marriage and Family Biblical Counseling class. This class will affirm God's purpose for marriage, His intended roles for husband and wife, His precepts for effective communication, and His design for biblical sexuality.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. Jane, I understand that you will be teaching this class. How can interested listeners get more info on the strategic effort to counter the current cultural distortions of God's plan for marriage?
Just call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one: come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR, 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.